Hello guys, welcome to my first podcast. As you can tell, I am super excited. This is something I never thought I would be doing, but here I am. I'm doing it. Well, for those of you who don't know me, my name is Victory, and most of this podcast is probably going to be about horses. So if you don't like horses, well, maybe you will after this podcast, and you might fall in love with them and be super interested and go start riding yourself. So I hope this podcast will be fun, entertaining, connecting with you guys, helping you guys grow, anything just beneficial to help you get ahead in life and just do amazing. So let's stick around and see where this leads us. A lot of you guys were asking me about what made me start riding. So I think as the first episode, it would be really great if I just kind of give you a story about who I am, what I'm into, and why I have such a strong passion for horses. So let's get into it. I started riding at the age 11. I was always fascinated with horses though growing up. I mean, like, crazy about them. If any of you know the movie Spirit, me and my cousin, we would always pretend we were Rain and Spirit, and we would run around the backyard constantly pretending to be the romantic horses that loved each other. It was always such a dream of me to, like, fall in love with Spirit, so please tell me you can relate. I started riding when I was 11. I went to a camp where they had horseback riding. I just fell in love with the animals. I enjoyed the hobby. I enjoyed what they made me feel like. I enjoyed the freedom that I had. I was bullied in middle school, and so I didn't really have many friends. And for me to find an environment that I felt loved in and felt like I had, like, a purpose and a reason really clicked with me. So that summer, I went home and I started working at a barn. And I was told if I worked, I would get free lessons. So I was working probably about 8 hours a day in the heat of Florida. Florida gets super hot during the summer. And I didn't get any riding time out of that. I learned really good horse care though. So I am really, really, really happy and extremely grateful for that experience that summer, because I learned all the basics on how to feed, wash, groom of horses, all the basic barn care. I really encourage new horse entrepreneurs, or like people who are starting horseback riding, to get into. There's one thing to know how to ride, but there's also another thing to know how to deal with the horse, take care of it on the floor, feed it, just all the basic stuff. From there, I went to another barn where I actually started riding, and by my first lesson, I was trotting. It was pretty crazy. I remember getting on a horse named April and starting my first lesson in the round pen. I was so stoked. I remember sitting on the back of her, and the trainer at the time was like, okay, we're going to trot now, you're ready. And I was like, what? Trot? What is trotting? And then the horse started to pick up a faster pace than a walk, and I remember sticking my arms out like an airplane and having to go up, down, up, down, up, down. The next day, I think I took 2 Advils because my legs hurt so much, but it was totally worth it. From there, I just started to become more experienced. I was riding more horses. I would go out and clean the stalls just so I can free ride. I was super passionate about it. It was about 6 months into riding, maybe a little bit less, like 5 months, and a horse came to the barn named Trouble, and I absolutely fell in love with this horse. He was definitely Trouble, though. I remember the first time getting on him, he was just such a butthead. I don't know what made me want him or want to ride him, but there is something about his really stubborn personality that made me pursue a relationship and a bond forming with this horse. I'm stubborn myself, so maybe we really clicked in that area. But I started taking lessons on Trouble, and he didn't know much and I didn't know much, so we were kind of a good team working out because we were learning together. And I remember falling in love with this horse so much, and he was for sale. And my trainer was taking a video to post of him to go online to sell him. And we were doing some jumps. And I remember thinking in my mind, okay, if I do super bad, no one's going to want to buy him. So I was really bad, and I was Trouble myself. And I was making him mess up. and go around the jumps and like go away from them and pick up the wrong leads in the canter and just look really sloppy, so no one would want to get him. And I remember my trainer telling me, like, what is your problem? You know how to ride, and Trouble knows how to perform well, but I really wanted Trouble. So I found out one lesson night that he was sold, and my heart was shattered. That night, I was going to take my last lesson on Trouble before he went to his new home. And I remember driving away from the barn just so angry. I had to go home and change, and I was going to come back for my lesson. And I was crying. And I heard that new owners were going to be there that night. And so in my mind, again, I'm going to make this horse perform really bad, so maybe they don't want him, and he can stay at the barn for me. I remember marching into the barn, and there was a whole group of people there. And I was furious. I was like, why are these people here in front of Trouble Stall? This can't be right. Are they just here to congratulate the new owner? How dare they? How dare they? And I was just blown away. When I walked up to the stall, there was a sign. And it said, congratulations, Victory. You're the new owner of Trouble. I went from really angry to really happy. And that was when I got my first horse at the age of 11. Trouble was about 5 years old. He was super green. I was super green as a rider because I was just a beginner. And from there, I began my journey of just horseback riding and just falling in love with the sport more and more and more. I remember taking Trouble to many shows, which I would totally be down to do another podcast about this and my experience and how I trained Trouble and how he became such a good jumper and is now one of my lesson horses in teaching kids younger how to ride and start riding themselves. But starting with Trouble, he was just really bad at shows and he didn't want to perform, but I learned a lot from him, and I'd be so super into sharing that story and experience with you guys, and just many fails and falls and troubling moments and hard and moments where I felt like I didn't want to keep riding because I felt like I was getting nowhere. But luckily Trouble taught me a lot, and he made me a really strong rider. And from there, I got another horse named Ecliptic, and he's an off-the-track thoroughbred, and now he's my current show horse. And I have been blessed by the fact that I was given him to me by my papa, and he was just a blessing in disguise. And then I was given another baby. I named him Forrest. He is an all-black thoroughbred, too. I'll give you a story on that one, too. And then I just recently rescued a horse named Malibu. She is a Pentelusa. I would love to do all separate podcasts on my horses and just, like, their personalities and what I'm learning and training them to do, my training tricks and habits and stuff like that. So be looking out for those. But anywho, I started competing with Trouble, and I learned a lot from my experience with him. And then it just came to a point where I reached max level of riding him. He can no longer do the heights that I was wanting to perform at. So I think I went about 6 months without showing and really riding any, because I just didn't feel encouraged anymore to keep riding, because I felt stopped and felt trumped. I couldn't go any farther. And then one day I got a call, and I was told I was being given a horse, and I didn't even think about him. I didn't even see pictures. I said yes, and I drove to the track, and I picked him up, and I brought him home. And since then, Ecliptic has been amazing. He is now showing at 3 foot. We are going to our first, not our first show, but our first higher show together at the end of this month, October. It's going to be a Halloween show. That's going to be a lot of fun. But it's just amazing to see how far I've come and how far this sport has led me and what it's taught me. And I am just so excited to share these crazy experiences with you guys through this amazing podcast, which I'm super excited about. And just anything else you guys have questions about. It doesn't always have to be about horses or equestrians or just like life in that area. It could be about just life in general. So I'm really excited to share my thoughts and passions and just happiness with you guys. And I'm really excited that you guys have joined my journey. All right, guys. I hope you have a wonderful day whenever you're listening to this. And I'm looking forward to making the second episode.